This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
It is Animal Radio. This is where we celebrate the connection with our pets. And we've been doing this. We're in our 18th year doing this. And it was our second year, just the beginning of our second year, that we first had our next guest on. We welcome back to the air Dr. Robin Downing. And she practices pain and palliative medicine for all kinds of animals. And especially today we're going to be talking about cats, because cats kind of hide it. You know what I mean? Doctor, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Hal, for having me back. And it's really a pleasure. And it has been a very long time since we last chatted.
Too long. Why is it our cats, they just don't show pain when they're in pain?
What a great question. And of course, I get this question from my clients all the time. You know, why is it harder for us to tell when a cat is in pain versus a dog? And it's all about cats being masterful at hiding their pain. So we need to consider this. Cats are predators, and when predators can no longer hunt, they become someone else's prey. And this is really an evolutionary holdover that contributes to our dilemma, because we have an animal that is used to being in charge, and when they can't be in charge, their task, as far as they're concerned, is to prevent others from knowing that they are weak, to prevent others from thinking that they are weak. And so they'll hide that weakness, meaning they'll hide their pain until they just can't hide it anymore. Another part of the dilemma, though, is that cats don't just purr when they are content. And so this is actually something that contributes to my dilemma as a veterinarian, because these are cats who are painful will often purr as a form of self-comfort, kind of like thumb sucking in infants or children. And if they're purring when they're painful, the owner can actually be deceived into thinking that they're just fine and they're purring from contentment.
That's me. That's me totally.
So what sort of signs should we as pet owners look for in our cats?
So when I talk about cats and pain and how do we detect it, whether I'm talking with my colleagues or I'm talking with cat owners, really it all boils down to being alert to any changes in their behaviors. So what kinds of behaviors might we think about that could change in the face of pain? The most common that I see are cats who no longer want to go vertical. So these are cats that used to sit in the windowsill and look at birds, or they used to jump up on the furniture or the counters in the kitchen, or they used to sleep with the owners on the beds. And now they're not doing those things. Now, I do have to confess, I've had the occasional client tell me happily that their cat is no longer getting on the kitchen counter. But it bursts their bubble when they realize that they're not getting on the kitchen counter because they're uncomfortable.
Let's take a quick break if we can. We are with Dr. Robin Downing. She practices pain and palliative medicine. When we come back, we're going to find out about some of the treatments that are used to treat pain.
Hi friends, this is Dr. Marty Becker, America's veterinarian. After a traumatic experience at the veterinary office, have you ever thought to yourself, there has to be a better way? When your veterinarian is fear-free certified, you'll find your pet's vet visit is safer, more comfortable, and actually enjoyable. Your dog will go from shaking in the lobby to pulling you into the exam room with a wagging tail, and your cat will be purring inside the carrier. To find a certified fear-free veterinarian near you, go to fearfreepets.com.
It is Animal Radio, and we are with Dr. Robin Downing, and we're talking about just how well cats can hide their pain. So we've talked about a couple of things like purring. What else?
Another important behavior for us to monitor in kitties that would lead us to think they might be painful is an unkempt hair coat. You know, cats are really fastidious creatures. They love staying clean. They love having a beautiful hair coat. But when they're painful, they will either decrease their grooming or they might stop grooming altogether. So they just look like they're wearing a rumpled suit. They look unkempt. They might develop mats in their hair. Other things for cat owners to be aware of is that they might see changes in how their cats like to be handled. So it may be, occasionally I'll hear, have a cat owner say, well, she doesn't want me to pet her there, or she doesn't want me to touch her there, or she no longer wants me to pick her up. She used to sit in my lap, and now she wants to sit beside me. Mm. We may see changes in eating or drinking behavior. They might not eat as well or as much. They might be off their drinking as well. And then another huge signal for us to watch for is their litter pan behavior. If I have a cat for whom it becomes uncomfortable to get into and out of a litter pan, then that's a cat who may have been perfectly litter box trained its whole life, and now all of a sudden it's urinating in places it shouldn't, or it is defecating in places that it shouldn't. We may also see cats who no longer play with their toys or with the other pets in the household. And oftentimes, a well-meaning cat owner will just chalk it up to, well, you know, he's getting older. But I always hasten to remind everyone that old age is not a disease. And when we see changes we think might be due to age, they actually might be due to pain. We may have a cat who was previously very happy, and now they're crabby. Or we may have a cat who used to want to be right where the action is, and now when the grandkids come to the house, the cat disappears into a bedroom. And so all of that slowing down or any changes in their activities of daily living, these are all signals to us to really look carefully for the possibility of pain. Mm.
What about treating the pain? I assume we can treat it, and is it different than treating dogs for pain?
Well, certainly it is different to treat cats than to treat dogs for pain. But first we have to think about what would be the most common causes for pain, because it's only by understanding the cause of the pain that we can even choose, make a rational choice about treatment options. So the most common reason that we would find pain in a cat is actually chronic pain from osteoarthritis. Here's what the data tell us. We have a really elegant study that came out of Texas A&M University College of Veterinary Medicine just a couple of years ago that lets us know that cats across all ages, so it doesn't matter if they're very young or very old, about 20% of those cats are suffering from painful osteoarthritis. But then the number gets really interesting when we get to 10 years of age and older. And we now know that greater than 90% of cats who are 10 years of age or older have evidence of osteoarthritis in at least one joint on an x-ray. That's a huge number of cats having chronic pain from osteoarthritis. There are three other really important sources of pain for cats. And again, this is what leads us to understand that it's complex to treat cat pain, because we have to understand where it is before we treat it. The first is oral pain from periodontal disease. Cats have this unique phenomenon that can happen where their immune system turns against the cat's own teeth and makes holes in those teeth all the way down to the nerve. And those resorptive lesions can be excruciatingly painful. So the periodontal disease by itself can be painful, but these lesions can be equally or even more excruciatingly painful. And cats actually have a fairly high incidence of cancer in the mouth, oral squamous cell carcinoma. This is also really painful. A second additional pain phenomenon we see in cats is abdominal pain from either inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, pancreatitis, where the pancreas becomes very inflamed and super secretes digestive enzymes into the abdomen, or kidney pain, because cats actually fairly commonly develop kidney stones. So not bladder stones, but kidney stones. And any human who's had kidney stones can tell you that can be very painful. Finally, we have to consider bladder pain. Cats, a certain percent of cats, will develop this condition that we now refer to as feline idiopathic cystitis. So breaking that down, idiopathic means we don't have a single cause that we can put our finger on. Cystitis means inflammation in the bladder. So feline idiopathic cystitis can leave cats with bladder spasms and incredible pain when they try to urinate. They can actually pass blood in their urine. And this is a really challenging phenomenon for us to deal with. The good news is that with appropriate pain medication and appropriate nutrition, as well as stress management by using tools like pheromones in the home, we can actually manage these kitties and restore them to comfort.
I have learned so much from you today. Is there a website for the Downing Center for Animal Pain Management where you work?
There certainly is. It's www.downingcenterallonestream.com. And I really appreciate the opportunity to bring a little bit of illumination to cat pain to your program today. I very much appreciate your time.
Hey, let's not wait 15 years again.
That sounds good to me, Hal.
This portion of Animal Radio was underwritten by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.